Hallo en welkom bij de Quickling Daily Cycling Podcast van de 2021 UCI Wereldkampioenschap in Vlaanderen.
Hello and welcome to Quicklink Podcast Show 264 for Tuesday the 21st of September. Happy birthday today to David Ballerini, Tadej Pogacar and Amber van der Hulst. Racing today from Flanders, Brittany and Calais. But first, the biggest news of the day outside of results is that Cofidis have announced the first 10 riders for their new women's team for 2022. Rachel Nayland joins from Park Hotel Valkenburg, Clara Koppenberg from Rally Cycling, Pernille Mathisson from Jumbo-Visma, Sandra Levenet and Cedrine Carpool from Arkea, Martina Alzini from Valcar, Alana Kastrik from Lotto Soudal, Gabrielle Pilotti-Fortin from Massey Tactic, and French youngsters Valentin Fortin and Olivia Onesti. An 11th rider is expected to be unveiled after the World Championships at the weekend. To Flanders then, and it has been junior time trial day today. The women up first, 19.3 kilometres from the beach at Nokkerheist to Bruges, while the men faced a course 3 kilometres longer. 55 riders for the women's race, with the last off the ramp, the European champion Alena Ivanchenko of Russia setting the fastest time of the day, taking the hot seat from Zoe Backstead by 10 seconds, with a winning time of 25.05. So silver for Backstead of Great Britain, bronze for Antonia Niedermayer of Germany at 25 seconds, fourth for Anna van der Maiden of the Netherlands, fifth for Maddie Leach of Great Britain. There was a field of 78 for the junior men over the Pan-Flat course. Friend of the show Jos Tarling was the second rider to roll off the start ramp, and his time of 25.57 kept him in the hot seat until 21 riders later, Gustav Wang of Denmark took 20 seconds out of his time. Friend of absolutely no one, Finn Pickering, took a right-hander too hot, squeezing himself into the barriers and out of medal contention just 4 minutes into his effort. He'd miss out on the podium by 24 seconds. Home favourite Alex Seagard was last man to take to the course, and he just pipped Carl Frederik Bevort to bronze by fractions of a second. So, gold for Gustav Wang, Denmark's second of the week, Josh Tarling, silver for Great Britain, bronze for Alex Seagard of Belgium. Fourth for Carl Frederik Bevort of Denmark, fifth for Eddy Lechuitouz of France. Team time trial mixed relay tomorrow, three men and then three women in each team, competing for 12 nations, plus there's a team from the UCI's World Cycling Centre. To Brittany and stage 2 of the Tour de Bretagne, 169 kilometres from Corlay to Rosborden over 4 classified climbs. Valentin Retailleau of AG2R in green after his stage win yesterday. Two went clear early on, that's Thomas Gachinard of Dinan Sport and Mayo Gwengen of Nantes. They traded sprint and mountains maximum points between them, gap out in excess of 6 minutes before slowly being reeled back in with 40k to go as Leo Hayter of DSM attacked from the front of the bunch to bridge over, taking Tom Maguenaud with him. And those two went clear as Gachinard and Gwengen faded after their time out front and were caught by the rest. 20k from the line, Hayter pulled the pin and rode Maguenaud off his wheel, opening up a gap of around 1 minute 45 that the rest simply wouldn't get back. They took over a minute out of it on the bell lap round Rosborden, but Hayter took his second win in 4 days for Team DSM after his win at Liège-Bastogne-Liège on Saturday. Bunch sprint behind him for second, and taking it was his teammate Tobias Lund Andresen with Milan Frentin of Lotto Soudal in third. No change in GC, Valentin Retailleau of AG2R has 3 seconds over Nick van der Lieke of Riewau Cycling. 170 kilometres tomorrow from Rosborden to Brandivy. Finally, staying in France for Grand Prix d'Annain, 200 kilometres of racing near Calais, taking in a part of the course we'll see at Paris-Roubaix in a fortnight's time. One for the sprinters with Arnaud Démare, Dan McClay and Nasser Bouhanni, all winning it in recent years, though no defending champion in Mathieu van der Poel, who won back in 2019 by catching the break and then going solo with 8k to run. Today's early break was a nearly all French affair with Jason Tesson of Saint-Michel, Clermont Carisi of Delco, Dylan Kowalski and Maxime Urruti of Zelis-Roubaix going off the front, and they were joined by 2019 Canadian national champion Adam DeVos of Rally Cycling. Another group bridged over to them as the gap came down, now with Clément Davy, Quinton Ermand, Owen Doyle, Luke Rowe, Julius Vandenberg, Olivier Legac and Jeremy Le Croc showing themselves at the pointy end of the race. But unlike last time round where the break stayed away, the sprint teams timed it to perfection this year to make the catch past the Flamme Rouge and set up their fastest finishers for the dash to the line. Sepp van Marke had unfortunately punched out of contention, Ineos doing what they could to line it up for Ben Swift, Bora pulling for Jordi Meus, but on a hat-trick, Jasper Philipsen was dropped off by Alpecin Fenix and he powered through the middle to take his third win in just 5 days. Second for Jordi Meus, third for Ben Swift. Hugo Hofstetter in fourth, Tom van Asbroek in fifth, then Demar, Van Rooy, Plancaert, Alagat and Debuchere. Most of these guys will be back in action on Sunday at the Paris-Chamonix Classic, won last year by Nasser Bouhanni. We'll be back tomorrow with the day's action, including Tony Martin's final race as a professional. Until then, ride safe and take care. You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. You can support this show by using the code QUICKLINK when you shop with veloskin.cc for all your chamois cream and skincare needs, and also at efswheels.com, where UK customers can get themselves a full set of tubeless ready full carbon wheels for under £500. Share the show and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.